And we're back with the Sundance Reel, and I'm Rick Bruff, and here with my co-host Stacy Domalski. And we're here with a film from the World Cinema Dramatic Competition. And you know, sometimes at Sundance you get carried away. You just want to see the picture with the that'll bring out the stars, or the one that's going to become the next hot thing. And the thing is that the International Film Competition often brings out the stuff that is some of the best stuff there, and stuff that you won't have a chance to see again. And this is and this is a good example of that. Holiday is it's kind of a dark film, let's say, but it is definitely a film to get out to see if you want to see some of the best of the international competition. We have the director. Isabella Etloff, is that right?
And
Victoria Carmen Sonne.
Son.
Yeah. And the lead actress who gives a remarkable performance, and I would say that really, even if you weren't here right now.
Thank you.
So, Isabella, if you could explain a little bit of the world you set up here for us.
Well, yeah, like you said, it's a dark film, but it's very light. So we really wanted to work with having the colors as bright as possible, and just everything as lighted as possible, because it's a film about evil in a very commercialized, commodified world where everything is like the whole world is a bag of candy. And everything has a bright color, and everything is fun and easy and quick. Mm-hmm. And that's where the real evil thrives, I suppose.
Now, people can't see you, but you're a very beautiful, vibrant woman, and this is a dark, violent movie. And yeah. I'm just wondering where that came from in you. What part of you was able to conjure up? Because it's always interesting when you have that dichotomy of the filmmaker or the creator, and it's just this nothing like you would expect to have coming from that movie.
It's just because I put this yellow shirt on. Otherwise, you'd have seen my darkness.
No, you're very adorable.
Can you see the tattoo on her neck?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I got these raven tattoos on my neck, on my chest here. Mm-hmm. I'm a person who read a lot and very early, so I was a brooding child.
That helps.
Yeah, that helps. And I was inspired by Nabokov, who wrote Lolita way too early. Mm-hmm. It's like Nabokov seduced me. And I've always been interested in all aspects of life. Mm-hmm. And of course I've been in some fucked up... Oh, sorry. Sorry, in Europe we don't care.
Nobody heard it.
Okay, good. some bad relationships and some weird relationships, starting all the way back with my father, of course, like mm-hmm. with everyone else, and some men that have not been all good, but very exciting. Mm-hmm. So I've had my share of life. Mm-hmm. And I suppose some of that is in the movie.
Well, yeah, because the movie, it does, it prevents... it presents a very exciting, yeah. You know, oh my gosh, my life is just a party. Yeah. It's just everything is just going from one fun thing to the next until it takes a weird, dark turn. And that's life. You know, you'll be going along and then all of a sudden something unexpected happens.
Yeah, but it's not so unexpected after all. I think it's embedded in that very world that when you're spinning faster and faster and faster, that
it's got to implode.
Yeah, exactly.
At some time.
Exactly. You got to hit a wall. And that's what happens. And for me, it's sort of a metaphor for capitalism, mm-hmm. Like that we are all in a world that's spinning faster and faster, and we're gonna hit a wall, you know. And you guys already did in a way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Not us personally, but yeah. The United States.
Yeah. So it's dangerous to not stop and think, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the style is kind of right. Scenes kind of tend to open at this kind of contemplative, very, very attractive, as you said, very bright looking world, and it's great fun to watch. and then kind of the hints of what's going on in the interior behind the scenes, you know, begin to kind of creep out.
Yeah.
And Victoria, we have you know, you're playing kind of the there could be different terms for it, a mistress, a mall, the eye candy.
And the first lady, the princess, yeah, the gangster's wife.
The princess, yes. And much of the time, it's kind of a very interior performance
that
you're called upon to give. And in terms of what kind of image did you have going into this role, or what direction did Isabella give you?
It's fun because I just realized I said thank you when you said I did like a interior performance. So I guess that was
that was supposed to be a compliment.
I think that was one of the things we aimed for. In a way, I mean, in terms of like Sasha, the character that I'm playing, she's like going into a world that's definitely not her home decor, you know, if you can say so. She's entering this criminal crook like group world family, where every like rule, every dynamic is very like strict and outlined, and if you step just a little bit outside the line, you will get punished. So I think that for Sasha, it's a lot of the time just about trying to experience and making the most out of it, and just like blend with the wallpaper, if you can say so.
And also she's busy understanding everything, you know.
She is.
She's listening.
Taking in.
There's one scene I did want to ask you about, and you probably know what it is, but a lot of the cruelty and the degradation and such is hinted at or behind the scenes or heard. There is one kind of hardcore scene. We could say it's definitely effed up. And it is about 50 miles away from a PG-13 rating. And Victoria, you know, how as an actress, how do you deal with something that won't give details, but it's pretty explicit and degrading?
Well, I mean, I feel like me and Isabella, we share the same belief that things, they happen a certain way. And when you're making a film, then it's quite nice if you show it. So I think we agreed from the very beginning that we was just going to show what was going on. And we're both like quite ambitious about like creating picture of reality that sounds a bit boring, maybe because cinema is also a fantasy, but in a certain way to not like hide in the bushes, but maybe like to get people to emotionally and visually connect the emotions and the vision. Sometimes you have to receive like the whole picture. So I think we agreed a lot about how it was gonna.
How was it to direct that?
It was actually surprisingly easy. We had more issues with other scenes that weren't on paper, so strange, but where the borders were not clearly enough defined. But this one, because everyone was so focused on getting it right, I mean, we had prosthetics and makeup and special effects and a lot of people, you know, working and VFX and SFX working together, and a very, very technical direction.
Yeah.
And with a very particular steps that we were going to go through. So actually it was so well prepared that making it wasn't so hard. And the emotional reaction we got from both actors was very very natural and very intense in exactly the way we needed. So that was actually not the most difficult scene to do in the movie for me.
Either for me.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah. You never know, right?
Yeah. It's when the more you prepare, the more interesting surprises you get.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah. And right. I do like the feeling that you when some of the more dramatic things happen, either sexually or the violence, I like the way that you lay the groundwork for this is that there's nothing special happening with this scene, and then all of a sudden this stuff occurs. It's just another day in paradise, and then boom.
Which is life.
Yeah.
Well, that you guys, your screenings are. What have you had so far?
Oh, we premiered today.
Yeah. Oh, only today. Oh.
Yeah, tonight. Yeah. We had a press screening.
Prospector at 8:30 on Sunday. So your audience is your first chance for this.
Yeah.
And then Tuesday at the Redstone One. Mm-hmm. Wednesday you're back at Prospector at about 5:30.
Mm-hmm.
And down in Salt Lake. Well, we don't. Hey, it's in Salt Lake. We don't
Broadway.
Need to mention
Who cares,
that one.
Right?
and the Saturday is at the screening is at the Yarrow. Is that correct?
Or it's the Ray now, I think.
The Ray, it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. At 3 p.m. So if you want to get a remarkable look at kind of a remarkable world,
another side of life.
Yes, yeah. Holiday. Thank you very much, Victoria and Isabella, for coming.
Thank you so much.
I always love seeing women in movies like this. Nice job,
ladies. Thank you guys.